We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Student debt. Oh, man. Little Neil.
You're coming to America.
Where's our Neil? Should we call our Neil at some point to see if he wants to finish the show?
Our Neil's probably, well, clanging, he's probably done clanging and banging by this point because he did the early show. You know, he's a morning radio guy.
He was awful today, too. Did you hear? He was embarrassed.
I couldn't imagine.
I was embarrassed to be working here. What a bottom
feeder. I heard he was on and said, no, not giving that a shot today.
Nah, it was shameful.
Usually is.
Roger Erickson almost came out of the grave to come back. Roger Erickson, we're playing some of Roger today. One of the 10 nicest individuals I've ever met in my entire life. You can't say that about everybody in the media business.
No.
I can assure you that.
I was worried you were going to take it just a drive-by on him there. But
Roger
nice
Erickson,
thing.
Gold as a human being.
Okay, good.
Absolute gold. They don't get better. Right now, we're still trying to collect $1.6 trillion on student debt. $1.6 trillion. The Biden administration has tried to do a lot. You might believe it's genuine. You might believe it's pandering. It's both. There absolutely is plenty of pandering, too. 6 months after we've had various, you know, court things, hanging things up, nearly 20 million borrowers were making their payments as scheduled. 20 million are saying, hey, I owe this. I better keep paying. Almost 19 million were not, leaving their account delinquent. They're just not paying. 7 million borrowers with federally managed loans were at least 30 days overdue at the end of 2023. Highest delinquency rate since 2016. Millions had their accounts frozen. Nearly 6 million borrowers remain mired in defaults that began before the pandemic. Reason? People aren't paying. Varied. Some say they can't afford it. Well, those others are caught up in the bureaucratic snafus. Many people are taking advantage of that so-called on-ramp. Don't you like an on-ramp, off-ramp when we use that phrase? Last through September, which late payments will not be reported to credit bureaus and borrowers and will not be placed in default. Obviously, Biden has tried this. He created his new repayment program, SAVE, which slashed many borrowers' payments. The Supreme Court has stepped in. You've had other courts step in. Last week, federal judges in Kansas and Missouri temporarily blocked the most recent elements from the Biden administration. Then Sunday, U.S. Court of Appeals temporarily reversed the Kansas decision clearing the way for the department to proceed with planned payment reductions this month. I've made my point before. Colleges are way too expensive. And the better way to approach this is to reduce college costs going forward. I take no joy in individuals, including people close to me, who are still paying their student loans. And they might be in their 40s and 50s and 60s, and they still might be paying. But we're picking and choosing on this one, and I will not move on this one. I'm not moving. Because if you made the decision to go and you assume these debts, knowing Dave Harrigan, you're going to have to pay him. And I wish college was much more affordable. And again, there's no glee. There's no excitement. But again, what about all the other people who didn't go to college because they couldn't afford it? What about all the parents who added a second and third job to pay for their kids? What about the individuals who couldn't last at college because they couldn't pay? What about the individuals who ended up pursuing something else because they thought they had to pay the loan? What about the individuals who went to college and had two or three jobs over there and that prevented them from doing other things? I think we have to look forward on this one so it's equitable. It's too you win, you lose. And then now that we have 19 million who aren't paying because this is caught up in court or bureaucracy or individuals who've just decided, I'm not going to pay. Yes. It feels like college costs and administrations are never going to slow down. I didn't even see. What's the new Dr. Rebecca Cunningham making? She's got to be making, what, a mil or something like that?
Doing pretty well.
She's fine.
You announced a week or two ago that tuition's
going up, baby.
Up.
Yeah. Is she going to add a job like Joan Gable only during lunch?
Yeah, it's fine.
Only during lunch and make another $200,000 with the company that's involved in the U of M? Joan, we don't miss you, Joan. But are you with me on this? I mean, again, there's a lot of people facing a lot of financial challenges. So I get that. And it's not easy. It really is not. But when you are helping those folks out, and the thought of helping people out facing debt, I get that concept. But there are so many other people who made decisions who would have benefited from this, but now don't get that opportunity. And now when you have 19 million others for various reasons not paying, is this really the right way to do this?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Are you saying college finances are a mess, Chad? How dare you? How dare you? I mean, we talked about this before, and you know I'm of two minds on
What if you had two minds? Wouldn't that be great? Like today, which mind is Dave Harrigan going to use? Like you're home and you could pick one of the minds.
Just grab one off the shelf.
Grab one off the shelf.
Drop her in and let's go. No one's going to know who shows up that day.
I got a little bit in that, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, we've got some polarity going. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm happy that those that were struggling with student debt, you know, when we talked about the canceling of debt, if people that were struggling got that weight lifted and can then move on with their lives and not have to, you know, deal with the burden of paying that, great. That's wonderful. It's tremendous. I'm jealous as all heck, too. Very jealous that we,
right.
You know, that's not coming for us. You know, we took my wife's grad school loan, rolled it into a refi on our mortgage, and yeah, you know, it was gone. Technically paid off, but it just meant we were paying it, you know, via the mortgage payment. So, you know, that's what we did. It worked out good for us, I guess. We saved some money that way, but not like it would have been if there was, you know, a certain amount taken away. But, you know, for those that don't have money that's being forgiven, for those that, you know, can't pay, won't pay, whatever, the fact that we haven't really discussed on a national level seriously how to take down the cost of education.
I think we've discussed it, but we never make progress.
It's brought up, but my point is, I don't think it's brought up in any serious, we're going to make change.
Yeah, right.
It's, hey, we've got a problem here, and let's move along. Cancel some more debt.
No.
But, I mean, to not make it up on the back end, that's political malpractice. It really is.
Yeah. And, obviously, there are good conversations now about, do we need college as much as we all thought for a long time? Are you fine going other routes? You know, many, many jobs now saying, yeah, we're not going to require you have a four-year degree because – does your job really require a four-year degree? Or do you have the aptitude to do it right away? So there are more options, but the costs never, ever, ever go the other way. Jason, maybe wearing a shirt, maybe not, joins us in minutes on CCO.
I do it while making coffee.
I do it in the car.
I do it when the kids are asleep.
What are they all doing?
Using Dermaclara's 100% medical-grade silicone patches. Safe, natural, and effective. These patches start showing results in just 20 minutes per use. Jessica saw her fine lines fade in a week, and Megan's stretch marks disappeared within a month. Dermaclara patches are reusable and easy to use. They deliver visible improvements in 30 days with just one ingredient. Visit Dermaclara.com today and transform your skin anytime, anywhere.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.